This time of year, it's hard to turn on the TV and not see political ads.
Since Obama became president, gas prices have nearly doubled.
Mitt Romney made $20 million in 2010, but paid only 14% in taxes.
Under Obama's plan, you wouldn't have to work and wouldn't have to train for a job. They just send you your welfare check.
A blizzard of assertions and accusations. But how do you tell which portrayals of the candidate's positions are true and which are false? Well, there's now an app that helps you with that. Nadeem Mazin is one of the founders of Nimblebot, an interactive software and digital design firm based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The company developed ReactVid, an app that lets users fact-check ads produced by political action committees, candidates, and other partisan groups. The goal is to find out how truthful or not those ads are. Nadeem, welcome.
Thank you.
Nadeem, right now the app is web-based, so you can't yet download it to your phone or another mobile device. What do users see when they go to the website?
When you arrive on ReactVid, you can go and peruse a welcome video that guides you through how to use the app. But most users will just get straight to browsing campaign ad videos. You see them straight there on the splash page, and you can filter by topic or you can search by topic. Once you've chosen a video, you can move through and actually investigate assertion by assertion whether those subtopics are true or false.
Are these ads that people might already have seen or heard on TV or elsewhere?
Yeah, likely the administrators of the site and the curators of the videos are posting the ones that are the most controversial.
And it's an interactive site, so how exactly are users interacting with it?
Users are levying their own opinions on each assertion. So as you watch a video that's 30 seconds long, you may say, yeah, I think that part is true, but this next part is false. And that'll happen 2 to 7 times per video. And then you're comparing your votes to the officially fact-checked responses. So
you have some ability to weigh in yourself, say,
yes,
whether you think this is valid, and compare it with some group that has actually done the fact-checking.
Right. And that group is a group of credible volunteers that we're sourcing from all walks of life and political affiliations.
It sounds a bit like the Wikipedia teams, the volunteers who go through and try to make sure that the online encyclopedia entries are correct. Is that kind of what your team of volunteers is doing?
Yeah, that's an auspicious comparison. I think that they have a pretty big team and an incredible impact. We're getting there. We're in the low dozens of volunteers, and with that, we should be able to get one ad every other day starting next week.
So what are your volunteer fact checkers doing to vet the claims? What kind of research are they doing to find out if we can say this is true or false?
Right. So fact checkers are mostly going towards other online non-video-based fact checks. It can be PolitiFact or FactCheck.org or CNN or New York Times. And then they're just bringing those in as links in their research. So it will be a description and then a link so that the user themselves can say, okay, fact checker one says this, here's why, here's where I go to follow up to make sure that person's being honest. And then fact checker two says the next, and three and four and five, up to 6 people for each assertion.
So it becomes sort of a consensus in a sense of whether something is true or false.
Right. And we want to make sure that our own fact checkers are remaining credible and remaining objective. And in that way, if someone is kind of off the mark consistently and they're showing an agenda, then that's cause for concern on the administrative side.
In some cases, political claims and ads can be a little true and a little false. So What do you do if it's been fact-checked and there's a decision that this seems kind of hard to make a call whether it's correct or not?
So we make sure that there's not a straight 50-50, but there is a 60-40, a 70-30, an 80-20. So we have guidelines for the fact checkers to make sure that they can actually feel out this is really a little misleading, but it's actually technically true. That would be like 60%.
Nadeem, you mentioned some other fact-checking sources like PolitiFact, which is one in which I think the most untrue things can be rated something like liar, liar, pants on fire. I think that's what it is. But since things like PolitiFact already exist, why create an app that does the same thing?
I think it's important to have a centralized and user experience kind of based app for people. People do not want to go and read 20 pages or more in order to come up to speed on 4 topics. I think people want to kind of sit back and they do want to interact a little bit, but it's not necessarily always an academic or an intellectual exercise. It's something that people kind of want to wash over them. And then when they do have the opportunity to participate, it can be fun and engaging. It's just a different medium. Watching and learning is different from reading and learning, and we just wanted to fill out the landscape.
We actually came across an article in which someone from the Nieman Journalism Lab at Harvard was talking about sometimes when people watch TV, they're sitting there with their tablet, and they call this the sort of second screen phenomenon.
Right.
And the Nieman Journalism Lab felt that the success of your app might depend on that second screen phenomenon, meaning unless in the moment that you're watching or hearing the ad, you also have your iPhone or your tablet up, maybe the moment could be lost quickly in which you have that desire to look up whether the ad is correct.
I tend to think that's probably not the case. Via social media, people are always keeping their eye on the election. There's Romney's flub with the next president of the United States, Paul Ryan. There's all this stuff that spreads like wildfire, and it's over Twitter and it's over Facebook. For ReactVid, we think that when a controversial ad comes out, if it's egregious or if it's painful or if it's frustrating, it's going to be shared. And you can share the whole video or you can share the sections that jump out to you most. So you can actually just share that 1 4-second blurb that's most egregious. So I think we're going to see a lot of play online just from people sharing like concepts and interesting concepts with friends who they think would get a kick out of it.
With so many new ads coming out, how do you keep up with them in terms of getting them fact-checked by your team and then getting them loaded into the app?
Well, we're aiming to get, as I said, 2 to 7 assertions done per day. It takes, you know, between 5 and 15 minutes per person per assertion. Basically, we're asking each volunteer to put in something like a half hour to an hour every other day, and they're happy to do so. They're excited to increase honesty in politics, and so putting in, you know, 3 hours a week or something between now and November sounds like a pretty good deal for the volunteers.
So when will this launch as an iPhone app or an app that people can access on their smartphone?
It'll certainly be prior to November. It won't take too much longer. We're certainly focusing now on our curators and fact checkers themselves and on making sure that they're doing a good job and that they're credible. And immediately after they're running on their own, we'll make sure to release the apps in a native format.
And what do you hope your app will change, or what effect could it have? I mean, are you hoping that you may shame political ad makers into only using the truth in their ads if you can so quickly find out that they're not correct?
Shame might be a component. But I think even more importantly for people like us who are turning towards kind of quote-unquote future technology, we actually want to give viewers a way not just to passively consume video or even just to interact with it online. But we are thinking that the next step is certainly going to be action-oriented community engagement offline. And maybe next to the ad, we should start talking about, well, who's interested in what topics and how can we engage around topics of mutual interest in order to make a difference by petitioning our candidate? You know, right now we're focusing on how do we bring information to people and how do we make it engaging. But the next step is how do we actually make change using future video?
Nadeem Mazin is one of the founders of Nimblebot, a company based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, that has created an app that lets users fact-check political ads. Nadeem, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much, Sasha.
Before we go today, the drought and the Mississippi River. We'll take a tour from Iowa down to Missouri, ending up at Mark Twain's boyhood home. You're listening to Here and Now.